Yes, the summer heat continues here in the east, reaching 100 degrees in a lot of places. Philadelphia, New York was pushing 100 yesterday. It was very, very hot. It's going to continue again today, and it motivates us to talk about things we would do without or could not possibly do without this week, like air conditioning, for instance. Sarah Edwards was talking to us a moment ago. She was brought up in Atlanta before air conditioning, joins us from Highlands, North Carolina. Sarah, you can live without air conditioning, right?
Absolutely.
You're doing it. You're doing it now.
Yes, we are.
Our listener Tyrone says, life without AC, it would be hot, smelly, and irritable. Was that what it was like, hot, smelly, and irritable in Atlanta before there was air conditioning when you were growing
up? Definitely it wasn't hot, smelly, or miserable because you stayed cool with electric fan or hand fan. Are not the contrast of going into cool and going back into outside in the heat.
And when it reached 100 degrees, it wasn't that big of a deal. It was not pleasant, but you could deal with it.
Absolutely.
Sarah, was it your idea that Stan Cox would write this book about losing our cool, uncomfortable truths about our air-conditioned world?
It wasn't my idea, but it's a great book and needed to be written.
Stan, what got you to stumble into this notion that civilization can be explained, or the deterioration of civilization can be explained by the propensity and proliferation of air conditioning in our world? And good morning, Stan.
Good morning. Well, it's not the complete explanation, but there are a lot of things that have happened in this country and in the world that probably could not have happened without air conditioning. I don't think that today you'd be able to walk on a, say, a nice 85-degree summer evening with a breeze, be able to walk through an entire neighborhood and not see a single soul on a front porch or in a front yard, and the only sound you would hear is the hum of air conditioning. Mm. It really has caused an estrangement from one another.
And that is true in the suburbs, not so much true in the city, where there's still a vibrant stoop culture in places like the Bronx and in Brooklyn, where I live. Rusty is one of our listeners and says, without air conditioning, it wouldn't be any different than when I was growing up. We as a nation are spoiled beyond belief. Stan Cox, do you think we're spoiled by air conditioning?
Well, it does both physically and mentally reduce our tolerance for heat. Biological research has shown that. But I think more than people ask me, are we addicted to air conditioning? More than an individual addiction, I think it's our society and economy now are built around air conditioning, and it would actually be a withdrawal process to get off it.
You know, and it's amazing how that addiction is not even in our best interest sometimes. I live in Arizona for quite a while, and they actually talk about the illness that you feel when you leave the streets of Phoenix and walk into the air conditioning buildings, because the air conditioning is so high that you feel sick. Your body can't adjust.
Yes, and the surveys show that the most common complaint among people working in office buildings in this country is that it's too cold, and often in summer. And second most common complaint is that it's too hot. But the thermal conditions in offices are really in bad shape, and it is the most common complaint.
No, it's crazy. We have to bring sweaters to work to be in the studio sometimes in the summer. I mean, people wear sweaters on airplanes no matter where they're going, even if they're going to Hawaii. Sarah Edwards, do you remember? And, you know, I don't want to date myself, but do you remember, Sarah, when movie theaters, it seemed like they would actually advertise that they had air conditioning, that it was almost as important as the movie itself?
Yes, I do remember that. I'd forgotten, but it's true. And it is true. When you go to a movie these days, you better take sweaters and a blanket at times.
And if you walk around in Soho here in New York, the retail establishments leave their doors open so that the air conditioning is blasting out on the street to encourage people to come in. It increases the foot traffic. Would you say, Stan Cox, that air conditioning today is where maybe the internet is headed, that the internet is kind of like the way air conditioning was back in the 60s. It's a lot of places. Certain people are addicted to it, but it's not everywhere yet.
Well, the rest of the world is catching up fast. It is more or less ubiquitous now in this country. It's 82% of residences, I think, and that was several years ago. But right now in the city of Mumbai, India, for example, 40% of all electricity use in that city is going for air conditioning, and it's only a small portion of the population that has it.
Oh, that, you know, it's a class issue, just like light was. We were talking about that in the last hour. Well, Stan Cox is the author of Losing Our Cool, Uncomfortable Truths About Our Air-Conditioned World. Sarah, some of our listeners have some tips I wonder you want to respond to here. When we don't have air conditioning, Joe Papa Kennedy wrote to us and said, we don't have AC, so we drink fluids, move slowly, have a few ceiling fans going. We endure. Sure, makes a fudgesicle a reward when you don't have air conditioning. Would you go along with that, Sarah?
Sure would. That's a good description.
Here's another good question. Stacy Hill, Sharian writes on Facebook, I wonder if we Americans were forced to sweat more, fewer of us would be obese. That relates to the health question you were talking about, Stan.
Right. And there is a growing suspicion in the scientific community that air conditioning in several ways is contributing to obesity, and it's another vicious circle because the thicker the layer of fat under one's skin, the more insulation you have and the more air conditioning you might require.
Well, Suzanne Jablonski-Phillips says, all I can say is thank God to the one who invented the 24-hour no-show deodorant. That's the key sort of technological development that she can't live without. Stan, could you live without air conditioning?
Well, I do. We have in our house in central Kansas, where 100-degree temperatures are pretty common, we have central air, and we turn it on for one day each summer to make sure it's in good working order.
Stan Cox, the author of Losing Our Cool, he's lost his. Uncomfortable Truths About Our Air-Conditioned World. And Sarah Edwards, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Sarah was brought up in Atlanta before air conditioning and didn't get AC until 1974. She currently lives without it. Can you live without air conditioning? There are tons of stories on our website, thetakeaway.org. Go check them out.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.